USA Chat, August 30th, 2021. The week before, Sat talked about resistance and how it comes about and suggested everyone to practice it. Farnaz asks whether Sat would like everybody to share their experiences. With Sat's permission, Tahmine starts.
I just wanted to share about that. Of course, I have been practicing that always. I remember that I heard that first time from your mouth, resist no evil. And that has been, you know, it's one of the things that I really heard with my heart. And I always try to remember that. And the mind is really evil. Not probably personal mind, but it's, you know, universal mind, just like you said. It's evil. So instead of resisting or ignoring or try to fight with it, I have learned to just stay quiet. And just stay quiet, stay until it just go away. And thank God I have come to the point that as soon as I, you know, I just go to myself and just stay, I don't see the sign of it anymore. And it doesn't bother me anymore. I mean, it doesn't come back to bother me because I learn how to deal with it. And I owe it all to you, just like everything else that you have taught me, all your wisdom and all your love. And I have all the love and admiration for you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tahmine-jan. Yeah, that absolutely, you got it. And you saw the result of it is just being silenced and staying in your own self.
This week, twice that I can remember, I experienced resistance. And it wasn't anything major. It was just anticipating something and like, oh, I really hope that doesn't happen. Or I really hope I don't have to do that. And all I did was remember your words. I think that's all I did. I don't think I had to do anything else just to let it go. I mean, or it was just gone. It was enough to remember your words and know what was happening and that choice was not going to feel good.
Yeah, it is effective for sure. Go ahead, Nilo.
I was going to say that this practice of watching the resistance and practice of non-resistance was really helpful for me. I realized that resistance for me comes in such a tricky way sometimes that I can't even, like, I didn't even know it existed. And this, just looking at it and realizing that it's the choice between the good and bad, like you were saying, and just to stay in the middle and just watch it, it was so amazing for me. And like you said, at the end, you said, I don't have that line in front of me right now, but you said when you do that, it gives it space to joy and you use another word, but anyways, it really does. It just creates a very non-judgmental and not wanting to resist or pull back or pull forward, and it just pure joy. I really wanted to thank you. It has been a great practice. Thank you.
Well, glad to hear that.
Salam Satjam, this is Mansoor. My practice of no resistance actually was so much assisted by, I believe, by grace. yesterday I found out that at work they want me to take a totally different role, and that took me by a huge surprise. And I had a very negative, you know, mental reaction to it. And for about an hour, you know, the thoughts kept coming. And the old me would have jumped into action and tried to do something, you know, very quickly. But I remembered a lot of the tools. I tried to stop. That was very helpful. I reminded myself of trust and of the promise. That was extremely helpful to me. And, you know, 24 hours has passed, and I feel that no matter what happens, I'll be okay. You know, there's no lack. And I feel that this whole incident, sequence of events, it couldn't be by accident. I had this opportunity to watch all my thoughts, all my reaction, all my old ways. And I'm so grateful that I had so much help in pursuing this exercise. I feel that it was extremely beneficial to me to watch the thoughts that went through me and see how, you know, how bogus they are, you know. So I just wanted to say thank you.
As you were telling the incident at work and all of that, I also felt like this is a good omen, whatever happened. And like you said, it's the worth of living is to live with a less reactive life, right? Because when we are reactive, no matter what position we're in, even our favorite position, that doesn't mean that reactive life would be any less. It probably will be even more than that. So by using the art of living like you did, by remembering that what is happening is not as important as keeping your peace and relying on the trust, that is living, right? That is a living where your reliance is not in somebody's hand or somebody's way of thinking, but it is taking it to the source of all of that. Yeah, that's living by grace right there.
Hi, this is Mandana. I was actually reviewing some of the teachings on Northern Insight, and I came across teachings from 2004. One of the things that at least I thought was a cause of possibly the resistance, and I would like you to correct me, is that you mentioned in that teaching, a lot of people are not exposed to the truth, so they believe it, and it becomes their experience. What they believe, they contemplate. We become consumed by it. What we get consumed by, our vision becomes foggy. So I believe that fogginess of the vision, because of the fact that we have not been truly exposed to the truth, even though we contemplate, but I mean, we may meditate, we have not really contemplated on it, causes us to be more resistant. That was my interpretation, and I wanted to share and ask if my understanding is
possible. It is right on, because a lot of people meditate. Of course, my meaning of meditation is one way, other people that meditate is another way. My meaning of meditation is who we are as a being. So when we say we meditate, meaning that continuous feeling of wellness in our state of being, But like you were mentioning, it starts with accepting something and then turns to belief. Then it becomes stronger as we give it attention, and sometimes it even becomes a law. I mean, most of the laws, human laws that are happening, is a collective belief and acceptance what is right and what is wrong. And that is lack of being exposed to the truth. And once we get interested to hear, to see, to feel, to experience, and to realize the truth, we see what a lie we accepted it and we lived by it. It is important that we contemplate on the truth, and as you all did with resistance, and each one of you that so far shared, you saw that when you saw it through a resistance, there was nothingness. It was replaced with joy or tranquility or okayness. And yet, all our life we accepted it, resistant as a part of must do, must have. And what dissolves it is the light of truth that we all carry within ourselves.
Yachin, I have a question about what you just said. Like you said, when you see through the resistance to the nothingness, if there is action that needs to be taken, are you then prompted or guided still by dropping the resistance? Are you then prompted or guided to take that action if it is needed? How does that happen?
Well, every action is a prompting, but we call it thought. We don't call it prompting. And then we become responsible for that action. Resistance is just the story around the action. It's not the action itself. So the action will go on, but the resistance to it is what we're dealing with. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I think so. When I experienced it the two times this week, it was as though at that point there was the whole thing that I was going to try to avoid or get through. Like you said, there was nothing there. That dropped. But then from there, though, if I did need to do something, I would have then been prompted to do it, not because of the resistance, but from that nothingness, from that silence.
Listen, everything that is happening, as you see it more and more in a deeper level, you find out everything that happens just happens. Whether we resist it or we don't resist it. So resistance is not discrimination. It's just resistance of lack and dislike. Although each situation is different, all I can say to you that resistance is an habit that it doesn't give us enough information. It doesn't say, well, if you do this, this happens, or it's better for you to not do that. It's just a wall that comes up, this uncomfortable wall. The other day I was swimming, and I give you an example. And of course, a lot of contemplation takes place automatically when my head is under the water. And because everything looks the same, there is no particular attraction. And I was wondering why my hand and feet so harmoniously go forward. What a cooperation is between the hand and feet. Then I realized that they came from one thought, the thought that had nothing to do with me, I'm going to swim. When I said I'm going in the water to swim, the swimming happened because of this connection with the body and mind. Then I observe where I stand between that automatic and natural thought and the body acting upon it. I didn't do anything between these two events. So going back, I was just the watcher of one thought and continuous action. Going back to resistance is real doership. But the mind will tell the body with one thought to go forward. And it's very hard to explain. It really is. I'm afraid I'm going to be confusing you guys, but there's a truth in it, at least for me. But you have to experience it by yourself.
Thank you, Seth.
Hi, it's Little Flower. When I get to spend time with you, I always feel that what is happening is really spectacular and really out of the ordinary, and not a moment of it to be taken for granted. And I kept wondering, what is it about these times that it's just such a high caliber? And I found this thing that really explained this for me, where you say, that's why they call it a high-quality satsang. When the mind stops, the self is more visible in the form of peace and ananda. When the truth is spoken, when the ears are sharp to receive it, and the heart is open for transformation, these are all miracles of life, or God, actually. That's the most meaningful things that we have in our lives. It's when we're touched deeply. That is more meaningful than a feast for 10 days. A moment of that can transform deeply, deeply. This is why I think we should not waste our time and really dwell on the burning question or something that is important for our transformation. And I just wanted to say, I just live for those moments. And I just wanted to share that with you.
Yes, yes, yes. I know you do.
Sachin, this is Cabby. I had an experience today that I wanted to share about. Today, something happened at work that caused some concern. It was just, you know, something I didn't want to hear or deal with. And as soon as it happened, I could feel like inklings, just the beginnings of stories, thoughts, concerns, and like worries kind of coming up. But I really knew better, and I wanted to cut it off before it could get a hold of me. So I went on a walk, and while walking, I was just reminded of your words that everything the mind says is a lie. And that relaxed me some. And then I started listening to an audio, and the topic turned to doership. And after that, like listening to that, I just paused it, and I really looked at the thoughts of doership on my walk. And I was like, in these moments, these thoughts that are starting to come up, like, what do they really want? Where do they come from? What is this? And then as I was doing this, everything just went quiet, and it stayed that way. And then like soon after, these like chaotic thoughts were replaced with inspirational thoughts and like real clarity about the situation and like this feeling of just okayness. And then everything started going in a great direction, and it didn't feel like a problem anymore. And I wanted to share that I think that looking back at my life, like especially before I found you, I think doership is so much of what I was doing all the time. And I think it was just worrying and story making. And it just gets in the way of this clarity. And I know I've had these kinds of experiences before, but like every time it happens, it feels new and exciting, and I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted to thank you, because this is such a different life than it used to be, and there's just so much less suffering and so much more, I don't know, joy, instead of all these hours that I think I in my past would have spent worrying about something that didn't need that kind of mental agitation. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Yes, yes, Kavi. Be worried for things that never was worth it or ever will be worth it. But what gives me joy about your sharing, Kavi, is that as soon as you saw it, you said, okay, I'm going to leave everything behind and remedy this. And you went for a walk and working on yourself. What self did you work? You left the self that could have been a disaster storyteller and went to the self that you could take refuge in. And it takes a very sharp alertness for us to be able to immediately remedy it. And I'm glad that you're doing that.
Thank you.
I thought this was Adrian. I remember a few months ago you said to get a candle and when you come home, put the utmost importance on sitting in front of the candle, or that's what I heard, and having some silence. And so I started doing that at night before I go to bed. And oh my gosh, it's just such a wonderful, like, reassuring, warm, loving time. I really love it. And I feel like I'm starting to see myself as an onion, and the first layer was trying to control things, and now I feel like I might be coming to the another layer, which is the ego, and seeing how the ego has affected so many decisions. And just the ego is kind of a bully. And then Kavi, when you told your story, I had an image of when you, not just you, but us, when we let our thoughts control us and terrorize us, it's like we're hitting ourselves in the head with a stick. So
Yeah. I'm so glad you're doing that, because you really are more ready than you think. And the ego is not personal. Is what keeps the Maya going. But those of us that see the damaging part of me, mine, then the doors open for release. And yes, you saw the first layer going, and now you're seeing the ego that is painful, but at the same time know that it is not you. You thought it was you, but it is just a part of the belief system. And we don't take responsibility for having it, but at the same time, we're vigilant to know that the source of the ego is the real self. So we sort of decide that if it's hurtful, we go back to the source of the ego, which is tranquility, rather than rising and being somebody. Just the fact that you realize that this part of the belief system has caused you so many decision making that normally you wouldn't do is an omen to make you see, have a reference to the fact that yes, now I know that I'm not that, or at least now and then I have this truth that what I believed was not 100% who I am. And that's when the layers just fall by your understanding. You see it, you recognize it, and then it just begins to lose its belief system and fade away.
Thank you.
It's funny how time flies when you're having good time. I just look down and our time is up. Well, what is time? Continuation of being who you were before the 30 minutes. if we still see any problem with resistance, just be watchful of it. You don't have to do anything about it except to see it. And by the fact that we see it, we recognize it, the stop happens automatically. So until next time, have a great time. Namaste to all of you.